John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Today is November 21st. The Yankees are still doing the dance with the judge. We're going to talk all about it. Let's talk Yankees. C-minus intro.
Talk Yankees.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks, presented to you by SeatGeek. Use code YANKS when you buy tickets on the SeatGeek app or website, and you get $20 off tickets. How are you, Jake?
Jim, BBD, SeatGeek. I'm doing well. It's it's almost Thanksgiving, gobble gobble. Hello, well.
For some people, maybe it's already happened.
Maybe.
As they're listening to this.
Maybe. As you tune in. I'm doing all right, though. I mean, it's a baseball kind of hit a cold front. Things were kind of running hot. You know, qualifying offers, one or two trades. And then it's been a little quieter, though. Our Yankees, they've done a couple strategic moves. You got some highlight stuff with Judge and some DeGrom physicals going on that will catch your eye more than others, but I'm ready to, like, get into it. Like, there was kind of that the Yankees lost, World Series, you know, first couple weeks. Now it's like I want to start going. I want to start line up infield, outfield, free agents, trades, offseason. You?
Yep. Only problem is there's one guy that has to sign before that really can happen.
Yeah.
And that's why I liked a lot of the updates I heard about the Judge situation last weekend or whatever, because Cashman said, we're dealing with this in live time. No, sorry. We're dealing with this in real time.
Real time.
The offer's out there. So he let everyone know, we made a new offer, and it's officially in Judge's hands. We're reacting in live time, real time. And I like that because Hal had said, when he talked with Judge, they had talked about the ability to do more beyond Judge, to go get more, like the plans. Forget how Hal kind of slyly said it, but he's like, yeah, we talked about putting more after Judge, something like that. And then Judge said recently, wherever he signs, he wants to lock it up early so that team can still have the rest of their offseason. So my head's full of these grand ideas of Judge signs winter meetings week, like call, and then the Yankees go make all their trades that they're going to make to get the actual improvements.
I like that. Yankees front office peacocking at winter meetings again. We just signed a guy for $375 million. Yeah, and I
337 is the fake report.
337 is the fake report that's out there. Who knows what that possibly is, but yeah, I don't know. The more and more I think about it and knowing how much the Giants are players and other teams in that, I think we're getting north of there. I like 350. That's my new bet, willing to change at any time.
For how many years?
Nine. Wow. Guessing. I'll guess.
I'm just excited to get to the point where we get to find out how they shuffled the money around.
You're in money shuffle time.
Well, like, okay, 8 years, 350, short. But this is going to front loaded, right. Back loaded, option, a club option, team option, a mutual option. It's going to be full of, I think it's going to be full of that
Go
stuff.
Get one of the Abreu contracts, not Abreu, Bonilla, you know, do some of that. Why not? Get $2 million a year for the rest of your life.
I don't think people like that, right?
I think, like, kind of nobody.
It's a bad financial equation. It's one of those things like
kind of everybody.
If you win the lottery, you want to get all your money because you can put it into stuff where you get more money lump than sum. Getting it. And by the way, a little heads up to our Talking Yanks fans. I think we're about to hit ugly season of rumor mill. I think I've heard some little birdies that Judge is going to be courted by the other teams the next week or two.
He won the MVP.
That happened recently. A little shocker there. Because Shohei pitches, man. Don't care.
How about the two votes that Shohei got were the two Anaheim?
But I love that. That's how it's supposed to be. Like, if Shohei had a better year and he was the runaway, like the two New York people that watch Judge every day, who should be blown away that they watched 160 games of the best baseball they've seen, should be like, yeah, I want that guy. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah, I feel like in New York, you don't get voted by your reporters.
I'm okay with Judge not being unanimous.
They, you know, Shohei has an argument. We heard a lot of it. So congrats to Judgey, but yeah, I think we're going to be in the rumor mill pretty deep this Thanksgiving, which maybe that'll be some good Thanksgiving fodder for you and your family. But yeah, I think we're about to be into the woods with that. But hopefully, like you said, with that Judge quote, with Cashman, even though he doesn't work for the team, and Hal being really open and kind of ahead of this, I think you're looking at action by like first week of December.
Judge had an interesting quote about this December.
Say Judge. And
Judge had an interesting quote. I'm doing a show here.
What's that?
I'm doing a show, okay?
It's a murder show? Judge had an interesting quote.
Judge. He did.
Yeah.
I can't find it. I can't find any of the quotes I
want. I'm doing a show here.
I can't find any of the quotes. They said, like, okay, whenever they ask him about free agency, he said, I'm just excited to get free agency started. And then someone said he had a line that was like, it all starts December 7th in winter meetings, which saying that sounds really weird, but that's what the quote was.
Okay. Whose quote was this?
Judge.
Judge's quote said that.
Like, he's like not, he's acting like free agency hasn't started yet. Like, yeah, I'm excited to get the process started, which could be alluding to this week. And then another quote that they had that he said was, it all really starts December at winter meetings, though.
We're going to find that quote because it feels like a good one.
I wish I remembered it better.
Okay.
But anyway, why isn't it started for him?
It has. It has. And
because the Yankees are like, we got you this offer.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. By the time you're listening to this or eating turkey, gobble, gobble, that there are Judge visit rumors and we'll probably get a big, crazy number out of the
okay,
Bay
I got
Area.
The
you got the quote.
I got the
quote. All right. We're doing a show.
We're doing a show here. Come on.
Ooh.
Telling reporters after he won the AL MVP that he is looking forward to getting the free agent process going, but noting that a lot of stuff doesn't kick in until the winter meetings in December.
Okay.
Never heard a player just be like, it's not free agency yet. Usually they're like, I want to hear from teams. Like, they get mad if they're not having offers, and Judge is just like,
yeah,
it hasn't
yeah
started.
What's he doing there? Is he maybe
it hasn't
just
even started
is
yet.
He maybe just getting ahead of like media and fans being like,
oh, I think he's getting ahead of
Don't start going nutty the first week of December if I'm not signed.
I think he's getting ahead of any follow-up questions they would have of like, who have you been talking to? Or do you have any offers yet? And so right away he's like, yeah, I'm excited to get that going. Okay. Not there yet, so I can't answer any of your questions.
Hasn't actually met with anybody.
But I've never, like, it's weird that he called out winter meetings. I quote,
I think that's buying time. The more and more that I think about it, that's him like staying out of like craziness and where's Judge going to sign? I mean, and by the way, Judgey killing it. The Fallon thing, he showed up at a Peloton class. You see that, Jimbo?
Oh, I probably got paid to be there, but he was there, yeah.
Or, you know, wifey wants to go. I love Peloton to go live class in person. Are you kidding me? So I think Judge is, he did the old school marketing tour of like, I'll go on Fallon and I'll be the umpire and surprise people. And then I think he's doing the new school marketing tour where he's like, wait, Judge was at a Peloton class? I love this guy. Where'd you get that clip?
That new school marketing class.
I've taken it.
You haven't? You took like a between.
I took like a mailer marketing. All right. Ooh, Los Angeles Angels just tweeted, good luck in the World Cup, U.S. men's national team. So, locked in. It's like nice but bizarre, right?
How many other teams? Are all the other MLB teams scrambling right now? Hey, boss, we didn't have a tweet like this lined
up. What?
Is this something? Are we all supposed to be wishing the U.S. team good luck, or the Angels just kind of go rogue?
I think they went rogue.
I'm telling you right now, whoever's running the Diamondbacks,
we can reach out.
Handle is scared. Are we supposed to wish them? Yeah, us too.
Yeah, just retweet them. All right.
God, for you.
It's good. Jimmy, can I tell you about Roman?
Yes.
Do you know what Roman is?
Yes.
They're a digital health clinic for men?
Not how I would have described them, but yes.
Okay. 52% of men over 40 experience some form of erectile dysfunction in their life. How old's your dad?
60.
Birthday's in October?
Yeah.
All right. Roman offers genuine FDA-approved medication for as little as $4 per dose. That's worth it if you're not getting a boner. Roman, there's no waiting rooms and no hassle. Straightforward, like us, convenient. Yep, digital experience, which means you can take care of it all from the comfort of your home. Everything arrives in discreet packaging with free two-day shipping and new website alert. ro.co/yanks, and you'll get 20% off. That is for our listeners. ro.co/yanks, 20% off. Go check it out. If this is something you're dealing with, why wouldn't you deal with it?
If this is something you're dealing with.
Thanks, Roman.
Thanks, Roman. Yankees do not tender anyone. Yankees do not non-tender anyone, Jake.
Yankees do not non-tender anyone.
Everyone got tendered a contract.
After
releasing Tim LoCastro. Why would they do that? Is that like to save face so he doesn't... So he's not.
I think they just needed the spot last week.
Oh.
I don't really know.
They had guys that were going to hit minor league free agency as well as guys that were going to be Rule 5 eligible. It's like they had to take care of the minor league free agents last week. Mm. And that's when they needed. So that's when they needed Tilo's spot. And they signed Riz. So that's a spot they had to clear up.
See you, Timmy. Nice guy.
They claimed really nice Junior guy. Fernandez.
This had people hot in the streets.
It did?
Yeah, I mean, it's partially because it's a little bit of a cold point in the baseball, in the Yankees offseason right now. But the Yankees acquired, tell me if you've heard this before, a guy with a 99-mile-per-hour, 100-mile-per-hour sinker who is now part of their organization. And if you believe in the Wandys and Clay Holmes and, you know, tapping into Johnny Ells a little more, they think this guy has a chance to do it. Junior Fernandez from the Pirates. He was with St. Louis before that, too, right?
Why'd they DFA him?
I don't know. I mean, he pitched in 16 games this year. He had a good ERA, high whip. So I think it's we've got another wild reliever that's got a really good sinker. So if they can bring him to the Matt Blake school of throw your sinker over the plate, He's a guy with a chance to click.
Looks like he's got a decent slider as well.
Sinker slider, Matt Blake.
44% whiff rate.
Matt Blake currently not part of the team, but also still a part of the team.
I don't know about that one. He might be getting coveted offers. Maybe Matt Blake doesn't want to be with the team all the time because he could just be like pitching coordinator and then he doesn't have to travel.
It seems like he's been leaning into it though.
Okay.
And I think part
of... But that's what I'm... What his wife, that's what I was saying.
I think part of Hal's like media tour last week, he mentioned, yeah, all the coaches are coming back.
Yeah.
Besides Bam Bam got taken by the Rocks, but he said the rest, he doesn't anticipate any changes on the Yankees' end.
You had a theory Hensley Mullins was never really here.
Until he started dancing in the postseason, right. I hadn't seen him. And that's his the Bam Bam. Yeah, it's a good move.
Which, by the way, as a dancer...
You hated it?
I have respect for what it is, but to pretend it's a good dance move is obtuse.
He didn't say it was good.
I think they think it's a good dance move.
Who's they?
Hensley Mullins.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think he thinks it's a good... He thinks it's funny.
His quote about he had like a whole club in South America doing it or something like that. I mean, that's hilarious.
Well, you could... I could see that happen.
Right. So.
Yeah. He's gone. He's with the Rockies. He's gone. And maybe Kelsey will get some video of that dance move for us.
We could see that. So, yeah, Junior Fernandez. I don't know. I mean, he's 25. He turns 26 in March, spring training. So that's a guy that everyone's kind of got circled as that Yankees formula if he can throw strikes and they can get him in the lab. So
guy from the Pirates that walks too many guys right now.
Yeah.
That's what they like to fix.
We've done that.
Yeah, it looks like some of his pitches stink.
Which, as is tradition, we throw that good pitch, we throw it for strikes.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Throw that good pitch.
Are you now excited for Junior Fernandez?
No.
Jimmy.
I got to look into more of his stuff.
Okay.
And I don't think his stuff is as nasty as Clay.
Sure.
Because his sinker gets hit a ton right now. So, I'm not that excited for him.
Okay.
And guys that get DFA'd and get picked up, maybe the first one's gone. Because once you have that, like, mark on you, they just do that anyway. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Might need his spot eventually.
Yes.
But for now, you can have it.
He could be going in a trade coming up soon.
Maybe.
Speaking of, Yankees traded $6 million to IKF.
In exchange for his goods and services.
Yep. A lot of people were a little hot on this. I wasn't. I don't think they're going to non-tender him. Or I don't think they're going to tender him a contract.
And there was like a 5% of me thinking there was a possibility. Never really thought about it. I was like,
yeah.
Just because $6 million is a lot.
But they might try to, if they try to move him, I don't think they are. I think he's on the team next year. I just hope it's not the same role. But I didn't think the Yankees were going to non-tender him.
Yeah. Yes. I assumed IKF was going to be back. I assumed I do think they are trying to move him because to bring him back and either take away time from Peraza or put him in a bench role, again, just makes last year seem bizarre. They know what organizations judge players the same way they do. So I think they're reaching out to which one did IKF grade out well in? Outs above average or the other one?
DRS.
DRS. They know which organizations use DRS. They're going to trade IKF. It's probably going to be, in my head, they currently think it's going to be maybe an impact reliever, or it's going to be Gallo-esque, where they're trading for a prospect, and you'll get excited about it. But yeah, again, this Yankees offseason is kind of on ice until Judge really gets figured out, because that is a chunk of your budget and franchise changing and all of that. But yeah, after that, we're looking the whole left side of the Yankees field. Third base, shortstop, left field. And I don't know, they basically already said they're going to roll Peraza at shortstop.
They didn't say
that. At the end of season pressers, they didn't say that?
No.
What'd they say?
Volpe and Peraza will be competing.
I forget the exact quote, but it was implied to be those two will have legitimate chances in spring training, which we know, I mean, we do know spring training competitions aren't a real
thing. Where they're selling is three-person.
With IKF, did they say that?
They had him in the mix, I think. But
yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they did Peraza basically the full Jeter treatment, except tapping him into the most important series of the year because he was a better option.
Yeah, but the full Jesus Montero treatment, which you pointed out to me, and I was like, ooh.
It's possible, but to do that, to get rid of a year of Josh Donaldson, I'm more so on the Josh Donaldson is back train.
What did you hear? Someone reported that they're trying to trade him and Hicks.
Oh, they're trying, for sure. They've been trying to trade Hicks for a year and a half. But, yeah, for me, just the dump that it would take to get rid of Josh Donaldson, who is 37-38.
All it took was IKF last time.
That was a bad trade. is not worth it to send over real prospects when they're going to bring Donaldson back for a couple months. If it clicks, it clicks. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
We'll see.
I guess on the IKF
I'm very hopeful on that still.
They didn't like have to agree to a salary with him now, but agreeing to it, if they are trying to move him, everybody knows how much he's on the books for next year. It does help that process if that's what they're going for.
For next, oh, how much?
Just knowing now what he's going
to getting so ahead of arbitration.
A team wouldn't have to like
get him and be like, ooh, we're going to have to negotiate.
Trade and then negotiate. Like he's got a set price. Yeah, that's interesting.
Which we are in that time of year.
How much did he make last year?
Is he like four?
I believe four. Change.
Which, by the way, that makes a lot of sense because we're kind of in that window before free agency really kicks off where a lot of front offices try to do some of their bidding before free agency so they don't get actually caught bidding. Because if you're one of the franchises, instead of going to your owner and looking for XYZ million to ask for this player to trade for an IKF, you know their salary. If there's other salary going back, it's less of an ask. We'll see. Coming off of last season, I wouldn't be surprised either way of how it happens. If they used IKF in the role that we all kind of hoped, that would be cool. But right now, we also, you know, DJ LeMahieu is currently a utility infielder for us. That if IKF is another utility guy and Oswaldo Cabrera is another utility guy, I don't know. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, yeah, but I think they're going to trade one of the Oswaldos.
Interested to see. I don't know.
Or try to. I hope they don't.
Yeah, they both kind of have different roles, you know? I think Glaber's a lot more likely than that. And
well, did you hear the Marlins? No, Mariners?
Mariners are in on a lot of things, and so is DraftKings.
Go to DraftKings, make your bets.
Hmm.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code JOHNBOY. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. With code JOHNBOY. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. DraftKings Sportsbook.
Details.
Mariners rumored to be in on Glaber?
BBD was on this a little bit. The Mariners are kind of in on any second base rumor.
After they traded for Teoscar Hernandez off the Blue Jays out of our division. That's nice. Seems like second base is the next place they're looking. They're in on him. I saw them link to trying to get Colton Wong. Second base seems to be the next spot they're trying to upgrade.
So, I don't know. The Glaber thing with the young and up-and-coming infielders, with Glaber generally coming off a good year, with 2 years left, it seemed like Glaber is going to be on the block. I mean, he's going to be 26 next year. It felt like he grew up halfway. He had some some powerful quotes about the Asdrubal Cabrera punch that took place in Venezuelan winter ball.
What did he say?
Saw that. He kind of went at Asdrubal Cabrera
on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find the
translation. It was on Instagram. We put it out on our Twitter. That he was it was just like, man, you know, that's to be an old head and doing that. You know, it's the punch itself is a sucker punch that is just very disrespectful. And I know our guy Miggy Rojas retweeted it and supported what Glaber said. So
the line, you know, this is all translated, but baseball, it changed, and you keep damaging these moments over your unwritten rules from the old days.
Damn.
Mm. It felt like we saw Glaber grow up in the last, like, month of last season. It felt like a visible change. So when you talk trades and value, I know I've said this recently, but, you know, you go back through the Andujars and Jacksons and all that, but Glaber Torres has value to a team like the Mariners or to other teams that, it seems like the Yankees, with whatever piece they feel like they may not be able to get in free agency, whether that's left field, whether that's starting pitcher, that Glaber would be the move with the infield depth. And, hey, maybe that leaves a spot for IKF to come back.
So IKF at short, Glaber at second, Donaldson third.
Same thing.
Sounds bad. I don't like it.
It sounds bad. I don't like it.
I don't think Volpe is going to start the year.
No.
But I do think they're trying to trade one of these young guys. To offload Hicks, offload Donaldson. I don't know which what, but you got, it's a move to be made right now.
Yeah, it's just Oswaldo Cabrera was never the super prospect that teams might have been locked into. So I have
his value's way up now because they didn't know he could play right field and left field.
We say that, but I don't know where other teams actually think his value is, you know. Where we know that, you know, teams were in on Peraza and Volpe, but they also kept Peraza and Volpe and passed on the greatest, like, shortstop free agent class of all time. So if you end up now moving one of those just to get rid of a Hicks or Donaldson, that feels like a massive waste.
Okay, but what about all the reports from fans who want Trey Turner?
Right, right. No, I know Dan Rourke took a hack at it with his offseason plan, and he said he fits perfectly.
He did. Who else does he have?
No offense to Dan. I love him, and I know he won't take offense to it. I just saw his tweets and screenshots about it, so I haven't watched the full video.
I know part of the plan is trade for Sean Murphy.
Oh.
Mention that on Toting the Slab. Check it out.
Could make that work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So
good Toting the Slab segment. Coney going over Dan's offseason plan is really good. I think it was a really good episode. I listened
to it. I need to go watch that.
Make that a must.
Coney went over Dan's postseason plan.
Dan was kind of reading off his plan.
That's amazing.
Oh,
it's really good.
This tangled web.
I love what we've built.
Wow. Yankees are being investigated for foul play, but not Jake's pubes. They look great because he goes to manscaped.com/yanks and cleans it up. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/yanks, and you can do what Jake does. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/yanks. Manscaped, your jingle balls ready for the holidays. It said at the end.
That's Manscaped?
Manscaped.
20% off and free shipping.
And they've got everything in there?
Yep.
Lawnmower, nose trimmer.
Butt smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. Mm. They got the Crop Reviver.
BS&G.
Flying tomorrow. Gonna wear the boxers.
Ooh, I always wear the boxers.
I wear the boxers yesterday.
Jake, do you understand this full story that they're being investigated?
Introduce it to me and I'll try my best.
Well, the Yankees and the Mets are being investigated for collusion. The Astros owner botched one as well, which I don't, that's really funny, but I don't know if it's talking Yanks nor talking baseball. Talking Yanks, Yankees and Mets are being investigated for collusion because Andy Martino wrote a report saying that the Mets would not start, Cohen would not start a bidding war with Hal because they're
right.
They get along and they're old friends. And that's collusion. So now both teams are getting investigated. But the outcome is either, yeah, they colluded, or Andy Martino wrote a fake article officially.
Either way, it's a tough spot for Andy, right?
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, here's what I'll say. This, this can't be held against me in the court of law, but, you know, I got to go to a chunk of Yankee games this year with the king of the stadium, Joe's McFly, who, you know, he rubs elbows with the big hitters at the stadium. And I heard rumors that, like, they're like, yeah, you know, Steinbrenner, Cohen, they work on stuff in the city, so the Mets won't look at Judge. And I was like, what? I'm watching the Yankees. So, yeah, either way.
You heard this before?
Yeah.
At the stadium?
Yeah.
The construction worker?
I can't tell you. Can't speak about it.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks for the players that they just did this whole long CPA negotiation, and one of the things is, hey, please don't fuck us over. Stop colluding.
Yeah.
So if that's true.
They were really nervous about collusion by owners, and potentially two owners colluded.
Yeah.
That is what that is.
Yeah. And then the Astros owner, not Lunau.
Crane.
Crane.
Jim Crane.
He said Verlander is looking for Scherzer money. Mm. And part of the CBA negotiation, not colluding, it literally says, don't say X player is looking for X player's contract. Right. Straight out just came out and said it.
Oops.
First week of the first offseason with these rules.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about it.
He said Verlander is looking for Scherzer money. You interested in that?
I mean, yes and no, man. I know me and Biebs did it on Waking Cake, the all free agent team that you is almost low risk and you talk yourself into, like the Cody Bellingers, like, oh, if we can fix him, he's gonna be great value. Like, I think you signed Verlander. I mean, it's gonna be a crazy number because he just won the Cy Young. He's a legendary all time pitcher. And at the end of the day, we don't care. We have Justin Verlander. I mean, if it's Justin Verlander without Aaron Judge, then I care a lot because the Yankees lineup would be not good. Be not good without Aaron Judge.
In fact,
coming out of a playoff series where they couldn't hit at all.
Yeah.
It just would feel like we're not addressing the right problem.
So you think they should sign Judge?
I'm like really all in on the Judge guy. Because if not, man, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You're in on Judge.
Okay. I want them to bring him back.
Do you think Judge comes back? Episode 824.
Yes.
I do too.
But I've been swayed by the last couple things. Like everyone's saying we want to get it done early. Okay. Well, that's probably the easier decision than finding a new team. You didn't even visit San Francisco yet.
Maybe soon.
Maybe soon. Next segment, here we come. All right, go Yanks. Tell them, Gramps.
Go Yankees.
Where is that?
We'll see you guys next week.
Is that up?
Gobble, gobble. Unless there's breaking news.